Nothing happening here. Okay, can you folks hear me out there? All right, I got to tell you real quick because we're running a little tight. I met these guys. These guys sent me a CD in 1999. Said they were going to be at the Strawberry Festival, drop by their camp and see them. I was about a half a mile from my camp and out of beer. I wound up at their camp. They were jamming at their camp. I sat there for about 10 minutes watching everybody drink beer. I didn't have any beer. I said, you give me a beer, I'll hire your band. And that's the way I met the Waybacks. Here they go.
Jumping in. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. Have a look at me. This city boy on the riverbank, straight side of me. Well, now sometimes the world just opens up and welcomes you right here. This is up your distant dreams, another place is where you've been. And I'm not the kind who likes to brag, but I think I've found my home. Your leg right then. I look like a blender whipping cream, but I made it back to land. And I sure could have used some clean, dry clothes. This was not what I had planned. The surf ain't right for jumping in where the water was so deep. Now I'm sitting drifting in a rental car. I'm watching kids swim across that creek. I said, ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. Have a look at me. On the riverbank and this strange sight in me. Everybody singing with me. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. Have a look at me. That city boy's back on that riverbank. Strange sight in me. Joe Kyle Jr. on the beat. Thank you. they're singing now. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Have a look at me. That city boy's back on that river bank. Stream side is me. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Have a look at me. This city boy on the river bank. Stream side is me. Everybody singing with me. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Thank you very much, String Break. Uh-huh. Warren's going to sing a brand new tune for you. We'll be right back. If we play a country song for you, will you still dance? Oh, it's a country rock song. I think every song we play is going to be a something rock song tonight, so it's all good.
Senator Crook. Oh, it's not that unusual, is it? It's not
second visit. We all come from a conjugal visit. She's a daughter of a conjugal visit. Just a product of a conjugal visit. We all come from a conjugal visit.
Hey, maybe a touch more fiddle and vocal of mine. Just a very little bit. And my vocal.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get the right instrument for the job here. This tiny, shrunken little guitar.
Now, we'll give the request for more bass. We had a request for more mandolin. We're trying to give you guys everything you need this evening. What else do y'all need? Who needs something? Anybody need a beer?
We'll be right back.
Oh, thank you.
Can't go wrong with a little bit of old-time music. I love it. There's, none of you guys can hear this, but there's actually a concert lesson going on down right here. There's someone who hasn't been to a lot of shows and someone else who's given them some tips, and the last one was real perfect. I just heard this guy go, look, if you're going to yell, you've got to yell louder! That's good advice for men and women of all ages.
two-way plane and promise me you will remember that your boy, he won't ever change.
How much time do we have? Okay, we should start getting guests?
Yeah, I think now.
We got some friends from the green cards. We'd like to come on up. And we'd like to play a song with them that was written by two great American writers, Garcia and Hunter. Yeah, so we really don't. This is going to be the most fun part of the night and probably the most fun part of the week and maybe the month for us, because we really don't know what's about to happen. We just know that there are a lot of tremendously talented people who are going to join us. And they're all really good friends, too. So this is going to be fun. For starters, we got Jake and Eamon and Kim. And I don't know if they know this song or not, but I wrote a chord chart down on a napkin right as we were getting up on stage, and these guys are good, so it's going to be all fine. I just had an idea. We're gonna have the guys from Larry Keel come up too, and Larry's gonna make it. But I'm thinking that maybe we should try to make Mitch sing a song. This is the power of the microphone. Mitch is in charge of this festival, but I've got the mic right now. Mitch, if you're listening, we're calling you up in about 15 minutes. So. Probably also be an outstanding time to give our pal Tucker on the mixing board an enormous round of applause, because he's got like 87 channels to deal with over there, and it's just going to get more fun. I mean, worse for him.
That mandolin out there.
Mandolin? Gotta have more mandolin. It needs more mandolin. Thank you.
said, son, you'll never get far. And I'll tell you the reason if you wanna know. You see, child of mine, well, there really isn't very far to go. Now, baby, baby wants a gold diamond ring. Wants it more than almost any old thing. How will I get those jelly rolls loose? Child, I'd go and get anything in this world for you. Went down to a jewelry store, packing a gun, I said. Wrap it up, I think I'll take this one. $1,000, please, the jewelry man said. Dupree, he said. Just can't figure. First thing you know, you're gonna pull that trigger. And it's no wonder your reason goes bad. The jelly roll drive you stone mad. And the judge said, now son, it's gonna cost you some time. The priest said, judge, you know that crossed my mind. The judge said, in fact, it's gonna cost you your life. Dupree, he said, the judge, you know, it seems to me to be a bad bride. Well, baby, baby's gonna lose her sweet man. Cause Dupree come out with a losing hand. The baby's gonna weep it for a while. And then go downtown and find a new sweet man. Gonna treat her with style. Son, I knew your baby well, you know, but that's a secret that I can't never tell. Dupree said, judge, you know, it's well understood, but you got to admit that that sweet, sweet jelly's so good. Well, you know, son, you just can't figure. Thank you.
To Jake and Eamon and Kim from the Green Cards. Don't worry, they're not going anywhere. They're coming back. Well, just to, once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Tucker, and he's become my good pal here tonight because we're about to bring three more instruments up. I love Florida. You guys are great.
Yeah.
Pick one of you guys.
Please do.
All right. How are you? Out of their way somewhere.
Hey, Tucker. Banjo Mike.
How about Jason and Mark and Larry Keel?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just gonna throw these up. Y'all just gonna make your way to them like
great.
Off to a flame.
It's another big shout out to the whole Lynn family. Mitch Lynn's been a big supporter of this band since we've been touring. He brought us out to the Wings and Strings Festival and River Hawk and now Spring Break. And he's taken us out on his boat. He's taken us on swamp tours. He's shown us his collection of Africanized bees. He has fed us things that no one has a right to eat or drink. And we still love him deeply. Thank you, Mitch Lind, for your continued support. You are a man among men, and you know how to throw the best party in the South. I salute you.
Two.
Yeah.
Hey.
Give us 5 seconds to learn it, and then we'll be right with you.
Yeah, no, that sounded like a fish story, too, when Mitch said that he promised us if we gave him a beer that he'd invite us to his festival, but damned if he ain't a man of his word. Well, these guys are such pretty pickers, we're going to play a pretty song for you. And then I swear to God, we're going to get Mitch up here to do something. And then we're going to unveil a new band that we've just put together out in the parking lot, and we're going to call it Larry the Greenback.
Get her done.
Can y'all hear Larry out there? No? Larry's on channel 19. Turn him up, dude.
Some mountain top with lakes all around me. Valleys and streams and birds in the trees and lakes that surround me. A place I feel loose. I could lose these Tennessee blues. Thank you.
place to forget all my regrets and keep just the good times. Someplace I can sleep in nothing but peace and feel free at all times. I know I feel loose, a place I could lose is Tennessee blue, a place I could lose.
I think it's time to get Mitch Lind up here, because this just doesn't feel like a party without him. Mitch, you around? Ladies and gentlemen, the founder, the host.
The bottle washer. The fisherman. The carpet cleaner. Hey, let me hear it.
Howdy. Well, I in the past have been an honorary weary boy. I've been an honorary Laurie Lewis in the band. I've been an honorary steel driver. I think probably the most glamorous part was when I was an honorary Burns sister. So I sure am pretty humbled to sit up here with some real pickers. This is nice. If you ever feel lonesome out in San Antonio, beg, steal, borrow two nickels for a dime, call me on the phone. An animal mission, we can say our prayer. Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mary, heal us as we kneel there. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight. Sorrow, things you might have done, no hope for tomorrow, setting out the sun. The ocean is howling, things that might have been. You know tomorrow's sunrise is the brightest that you've ever seen. In the moonlight at midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight, in the moonlight at midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight.
if you ever feel sorrow, and you're out in San Antonio, next deal of our road, nickel over dime and call me on the phone. And I'll meet you in Alamo Mission. We can say our prayer. The Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mary heal us as we kneel there. In the moonlight and the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight and the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, in the moonlight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, midnight moonlight.
Mitch Land, everybody. All right, let's get the green cards back up.
Thank you so much, folks.
Thanks, Mitch. All right, this is going to be our last song, and then The Night Is Still Young. We're going to play some Rolling Stones for you. That's what I like. More people on stage. Has anybody got any dogs that are still awake? Because we'd like some dogs up here on stage, too. Bring your dogs. Bring out your dogs.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, a bunch of sloppy drunk dudes will have to do, I suppose. I haven't been called a dog in weeks. You meet at certain dismal dull affairs. Stiller up the crowd, talking much too loud. You're running up and down the stairs. And it seems to me that you have seen too much in too few years. Although you try, you just can't hide your eyes or edge with tears. You best stop and look around. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes to 1930 breakdown. Child, you were treated kind, but you were never for all upright. You were always bored with a thousand toys, but still cried all night. And your mother, who neglected you, owes $1 million tax. And your father's still perfecting ways, making stealing wax. You better stop and look around. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here comes your 1930s breakdown. Seems to make matters worse. Oh, ooh. Well, you were still in school when you met that fool who really messed your mind. In And after that you turned your back on the treating people kind. On our first trip I tried so hard to rearrange your mind. And after a while I realized that you were disarranging mine. You best stop and look around.
Thanks to Mitch Lynn. Y'all are beautiful. Don't go anywhere. There's more music coming right back up.
How about it? Big old hand for Larry and the Greenbacks. Folks, I'll tell you what, we are surely blessed this evening.
Let's hear it one more time for him. Good stuff. What a wonderful thing. I think we pretty much have defined the word festival. Hey, I just want to tell you, don't anybody leave, because the band that's coming up next was first brought to my attention by Alice down in Fort Myers. She said, you got to get this guy. We brought him to Riverhawk a couple of years ago, and I have had so many requests to bring this man back. Do not leave. He will rock your bones, okay? Right now, I want my buddy John Newbern up here front and center. John Newbern, where are you at? Where is he? No. No. Well, folks, about 3 weeks ago, I had this harebrained idea that I was going to build this stage. So I got some of my good buddies together that could do some stuff, and I threw a couple of things on paper and drew this thing out. So we built the stage, and John came over. And John has done every – where's John? John, come your butt up here. It's about time somebody sees what you look like. This guy right here has painted every sign that we've ever done. Come around here, John. He's